Kshemistakel b'tzitzis, when you look at the tzitzis, mistakel b'shtei tzitzios shelefanav, you should look at the two tzitzis in front of you, sheyesh b'hem asara kesharim, because then between the two of them it has 10 knots. So I'm not, to be totally honest, I'm not sure when this is talking about. I really don't know what this is talking about. During Kriya Shema? No.
So when did we say so far you should look at it? We said the Shas Baruch you should look at
And the Mishnah Berurah said during the parsha of Tzitzis, so and the Machaber said at the word Uri Isa. So you should hold two? You should look at two of them? That's what it's saying? Well, usually you're holding four, right?
Right.
It won't work. You need to have Dafka too. I'm not sure what to make of it. And you know what? It brought Bruch Sh'amar, you hold the two front tzitzis. Do you look at them then? Maybe this is kind of... I never did. No, because look what it's saying. It's a remez le havayos. That's an uncommon word, but it's a reference, as Mishnah Berurah says, perish le sfiros, to these, you know... I can't even translate them either. The ten sfiros, shem kashurim v'achudim zeh b'zeh. Because they... this. 10 spheros, as they chain down from Hashem through the Olamos, are interconnected, kashurim, va'achudim, and like,
united.
So what's the word? United? Yeah, what'd you say? United? Yeah, united. Not unlike the tzitzis, as much as it's like a single string, or whatever, four string, but that's like knotted, and then it flows down knots again. So something like that. Very abstract, in general. It's a funny mashal. It's funny. The whole thing's funny to me. It's like, you should remember the tzitzis. What to remember the midos? Why do you have to remember the spheros? I don't know. Strange. No, but even if you like what? Yeah, but it's funny. Something. I don't understand what's going on. I mean, whatever, not for tonight, but the spheres are like the things through which Hashem acts to run the world. But so what? Okay, everything comes from Hashem. It's just funny. Okay. Of all things to remember, I don't understand why it's important. I don't know. Sorry?
You have to think one, two, three.
Okay, fine. There's obviously something very central here, which I'm not privy to. Anyway, so you should look at them as a pair of two front tzitzis, which gives you 10 knots, which is not unlike the spheros. Right. No, is it S series? It's probably the seven lower ones, probably. The 10 series or the seven lower? But then isn't it on like
the series?
Oh, series Mechuba. Oh, okay, so then they'll have 10 there. Okay. You can look there. Magam Yeshbem Shisha Asar. It also, in two front strings, aside from the 10 knots, you have 16, I call them half strings, chutim, you know, because those four fold over to 8 on each side, 8 plus 8 is 16. Vasar ksharm, along with the 10, ola esrim v'shisha kishem havaya. That brings you to 26 in the front, 10 knots plus 16 half strings, brings you to 26, and 26 is the gematria of yud ke vav ke eshem meim. So it keeps reminding you that also. It's funny. It's funny, it's a lot. It's like. We in our tzitzis, B'nai Ashkenaz, do in the chulios, we do 7, 8, and 11 to get to the first three to get to 26. And then the last 13 for Achad, 13 more. Okay, different things. Okay. Strange. Now, the last, I've nothing intelligent to say more about it, sorry to tell you. Okay?